I don't even think we've reached like our peak. You know, I think that we're constantly getting better. You know, we're getting wiser in how to work in the framework of our defense. I'm picking the defense up. You know, that was a hard thing. Trying to pick up new terminologies and all that.
What do you think about what y'all been able to do on that side of the ball when you have not had JJ all year? And you'll be able to go make it work anyway?
That's what football is. That's what you got to do. And I guarantee you that's what JJ demands for us to do. You know what I'm saying? Whenever a player goes down, you know, that's what he wants. That's what I would want, you know, if something was to happen to me. You know, it's, you want your boys to succeed. You want your brothers to keep striving, to keep working, you know. So that's just what you got to do. And it's nothing else more than this is what you're here for. You're not here just, oh, just fill in. We can be sorry, and that's okay.
It's getting late in the season here at NRG Stadium. Playoffs on the line. Everybody's got a little extra pep in the step. So let's check in with the man in charge, Executive Vice President and General Manager Rick Smith with Drew Doherty.
Tom Savage is under center. He's going to start. It's his first pro start in the regular season. What's got you most enthused about him leading this offense?
Well, I was very encouraged by the way he came into the football game last week and led, did a nice job, very productive. You know, it's not easy to do that. It's not easy to come into a football game as a backup quarterback and play efficiently. Very excited about that. He obviously has the arm talent, always, you know, he has the physical ability to do it. This is his opportunity, and hopefully he runs with it.
And what a chance. It comes against a defense that would give any quarterback a lot to think about. How about this Bengals defense? What sort of challenge do they present for the Texans?
Well, they're talented, and you know, if you look in the secondary, they've got multiple former first round picks in the secondary. They got one of the best defensive tackles in football, and Geno Atkins. You know, I like their edge players as well. They've got good edge players, and they've got, you know, very aggressive linebackers. And they do a nice job with the scheme. So Marvin's a heck of a football coach. He'll have that team ready. Like we talked about here, the defense will be, I'm sure, ready to play as well.
Yeah, the Texans defense, number one in the NFL, yards per game allowed. They're really coming on, really gotten strong as the second half of the season has progressed, haven't they?
Well, they have, and I think that's due in large part to the contributions of Romeo Crennel and our defensive coaching staff. If you look at that team last week that took the field for us, there were six or seven college free agent players. There were guys that are maximizing and taking advantage of their opportunities, and they've got to be prepared. They have to do the work to be prepared, and then the coaches have to do a nice job of getting them prepared, and then, you know, putting them in the right situations to be successful. I think that combination is happening, and it's exciting to watch because you've got to play good defense in order to win late in the season.
Yeah, you bring up the contributions of guys who are maybe undersung and didn't have the fanfare like guys on the other end of the spectrum. The first overall pick, Jadeveon Clowney, what a whale of a game he played, and it's nice he also gets selected to his first Pro Bowl.
Yeah, and I think that's a function really of one primary thing, to be honest with you, and that is the fact that he's been healthy. I think it's his talent level is undeniable, and I think it's easy to see, you know, his skills, his physical skills. But the guy is a really good football player. He's got really good instincts, and so if he can continue to stay healthy and continue to gain this type of experience, I think we'll see him just become a much better player, even from where he is today.
You asking Santa for anything other than a Texans victory on Saturday night?
I'm asking for Santa for a Texans victory on Saturday night and many, many more.
Thanks a lot. Best of luck, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks.
Well, we've got a big Christmas Eve game coming up. What are the tailgaters going to do for this? What's HEB going to do for us with the food for this week?